So first I put like Gotta Steal This Flow a bit, because I'm stealing the shit out of Drake's flow.
Which one?
Dupa Freestyle.
Dupa Freestyle?
Because I was on that type of mood, like, you know what I mean? And then I put it like, I'm not gonna rap it, I'm just gonna read it. Fucking dick. I'm sick and tired of sitting quiet and letting my enemies breathe. If I was capable, I'd pump shots at most of my family tree. But if I did that, then I'd be killing off multiple me's. Because at that point, I'd be a product of all that I've seen. Mm. Too many malicious thoughts flow through my head when I dream. Too far now to become the old me. New me saying, fuck it, I dead myself and never compete. And through all of this shit, I'm just finding out I was never complete. Wow. And then I said, this is just a portion of all that I'm feeling. If God keep rewarding evil, then I'll be the villain. While you raise your hands high and send praise to the ceiling, I sit in a dark room and envision the ending. How will this all finish? How will this all finish? Did I skip the beginning? Because I don't remember where it started. My mind is in a prism. My soul is in prison. This flow is my witness. All these words that I spit are results of my sickness. Guess I'm done with forgiveness. I know it sounds a little dark, because honestly, I never contemplate ending at all. Too pussy to do myself, so I couldn't do it to y'all. But my misfortune is a portion of me went too far. Could go bar after bar, or take it a step further and get liquor involved. Sit around and tell people I've been through it all, but I ain't really been through shit, I'm only 24. To be feeling like this is pretty bizarre, but after all is said and done, I'm killing it off, because while I'm still above ground, I'll never dissolve. Crazy, right?
Amazing. That was amazing.
It felt like almost like spoken. Yo, bro, honestly, as soon as I was done, I didn't think about it either.
That's what
I swear to God, son, it was so weird, surreal, and in a way.
That's the best thing, bro. That's really why I continue making music. Like, even you know, with Samantha leaving, I don't know if I told you, like, I made one song.
Oh, yeah.
I put it all in the song.
Yeah,
and I sent it to her.
Oh yeah, that's hot.
But she's
and you wrapped it and you put it on a beat and all that.
Yeah,
that's fire.
I don't know if I can still play this shit and put it to at the same time. Let me see.
Damn, you was really into her like that though.
Nah, I was into her like she was something new, like, you know. So I was.
Yeah, when was the last time you had a girl, right?
Yeah, but I've been having things.
Like a girl? No, of course. I'm
but like as far as she was
somebody that you
she
thought
was treating
was
it like. You know, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, she's so weird for her.
And as a nigga, it's like, yeah, you know, you come in here, I'm holding you down type of shit. You know,
you would think.
I'm helping you build. I want to help you build, like.
Bro, honestly, I don't understand, like, what's wrong with. I don't know if it's this guy. I'm not going to say it's this generation, because we're all from the generation.
Right? Yeah,
all from the generation that we talk about. But I think this new generation and the new flow of everything is kind of fucking with us, too. Like, kind of recoding us.
Yes, it is.
Yo, because. It's like, yo, loyalty and love don't mean nothing anymore. It's all about money. And if it's not, and like, not in the case of like Samantha, obviously, but like just in the case of just like in general, like it's all about money.
If you could keep the motion,
it's crazy.
I bet you I'd be more and more beneficial to her.
Yeah, you know, like.
Not like that. I'm not saying it like that, but you get what I'm trying to say. Like, it's more like, I'm not saying if I was more flashy or like.
She's not that type. But
I don't know.
The thing is with her is different, because she went through that whole fucking thing while, you know,
but I didn't know nothing of it. She just said like, nigga cheated, and it was like that, like
9 years ago. Like, bitch, get over it. Like, get over it. Have fun. Do it, like. But then I don't know, cause then she goes up to other people and says different shit. Like, oh yeah, it's because of this. Like, you know. And obviously, like you said, she wasn't making it seem that way
at all.
So it just makes it feel like
I would ask her. I was like, nigga, I'm a very stable mentally, like you know, like what's good, like, you know, is there anything?
It's that family.
No. This nigga said, I got it.
Yeah, man, I'm like, wait, hold up, I got it. No, but seriously, my girl doesn't. All right, we went through mad shit, me and her, but what she does unconsciously, maybe even consciously, I'm not even sure. With her, is most likely unconsciously. With this one. Uh-huh. And all of them, because I've seen like little situations, but because I'm with her obviously all the time, I see it. And then when I see that, those situations with her family, is like, oh, okay, these, now I see where it all stems. Mm-hmm. And they all got it. They like to bottle shit. They bottle everything. For you, man, you wouldn't know a fucking thing until one day it's gone. Literally, that's how we broke up the first time. It was like for that whole first year, because, you know, nigga, that was the first year, nigga. That's when we was like at our prime, like not at our prime, like all of us chilling, going out, popping drugs, going bugging out. So, nigga, I wasn't really like, I was just trying to fuck, you know what I mean? I didn't think it would get to this point 5 years later. So that's how I was treating it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I always thought like I had it right here. So one day she calls me like, yeah, I'm not, I ain't fucking with you. Like, I see I'm at somebody else type shit. And was like, oh shit. That's when they called me off guard. Like, oh fuck. Like, and then, I'm just a weird nigga. Cause I wasn't feeling no really, like, I liked her. I love her. Like, I didn't love her yet, but I liked her a lot. And then it was just like, once that shit happened, it kind of like made me feel like, damn, I think I do like this bitch a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
you know, like, oh fuck.
Cause everything in how it was flowing, it felt like it was meant to be in a sense. So it's like, now I'm not getting it no more.
Yeah, like, wait a second.
Thank you.
Did I fuck up?
See, I thought, yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then you see like, nigga, okay, all of this shit's been happening and you've been feeling this type of way, feeling this type of way. Shit builds and builds and builds and builds and builds until you do you. And then I'm chilling one day, just chilling, macking, waiting for you or like whatever, like, you know, waiting for us to get back on schedule, like regular days. Mm-hmm. And then you hit me with some bullshit. That's why recently we got into some shit because I've been feeling like...
Distance.
No, not even distance. We argued. Now we've been cooling it. Because we was arguing a lot, like all the time. And got to a point where it was like, yo, where's the love? Like, there's no love in the relationship no more. It's like love, but we bicker. We get tight and we just dumb shit.
He always there. That shit is crazy.
Yo, it's retarded. So it got to a point where I was just like, yo, like, are you still in love with me? And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, you know, we gotta work on that. You know what I mean?
I like that you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so, and it was like that. Well, we gotta work on that. And she was like, yeah, because I love you, but I don't know. Oh yeah, yeah. She was like, I love you and shit. Like, I do love you. I love you a lot. But she's like, we don't have. She goes. Because, nigga, I was stressed about it. Like, when she told me that shit, kind
of
broke my heart.
Of course.
No, I mean, it literally broke my heart. I was crying, nigga. I was like, damn, like, how could you not? Because I've been through all this shit. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, 5 years. It's a long time. And then all the shit that you go through in that time, especially with the shit that happened way back.
And I don't think that's a... Is it accounted? Like, when we're at, like... When you're at a moment where shit is about to switch, like, is that accounted on both parties? I know it's more on your part, like, yo, like, we've been through mad shit. It's in your mind. I think as a man, or could I even make it a sexist thing?
I think it goes both ways, but I think, honestly, it just depends on the person.
True.
Because if you're a type, if you think a certain type of way, like us, we're deep thinkers.
Yeah.
So we don't just think about face value shit. We see the face value and we think beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, everything. So that's why, you know, that's probably why we stress out a lot, too, because we just... We overthink shit, literally, like, plain and simple.
It's funny that you have similar...
Some shit that happened, like... Similar. So, nigga, we got to a point where we were just like, yo, like, we both love each other, and we both see, like, that the spark... Because then, like, I got stressed out. I was, like, stressed. And she was like, yo, I didn't mean that. Like, I didn't mean to, like, I don't know if I'm not in love with you. She's a little... When it comes to intelligence, honestly. But... Because,
I'm hearing you.
So... And she was kind of like, yo, like, I just meant, like, the spark, like, that
you know, eagerness.
We text each other. Like, you know, that beginning level classification of a relationship becomes, you know what? I don't think, yeah, it just becomes.
Or transparent.
So it just becomes, like.
What's that?
One of the young girls that used to live in one corner, I used to see, now she's fucking 19 years old, going to fucking NYU. Like, it's crazy. Like, yet. But I heard some fucking funny shit from a nigga you don't like. Apparently, with another nigga. I was like, okay, I didn't think about that. But anyways, right? So yeah, it got to that point. We talked about it, whatever the case may be. We actually got to a point where we were just like, you know what? We're really gonna stop the shit. Like, we're really gonna try. Mm-hmm. And we tried, and things have literally gotten better. Like, this was like maybe a month, 2 months ago.
And I know you've seen it get better.
It's gotten better, and then the way we talk to you, because not for nothing, I don't know. I think it's the animosity that's building up in me from all of this shit that I'm going through that I've been telling you about. And then all of the shit that I've already been going through.
It just made it bigger.
Then just becoming a man and just seeing, like, what the fuck? Like, life sucks. Like, niggas are out to get you all the time. No matter what form of life you're dealing with, niggas out to get you, bro. They out to get you. Want your job, they want your money, they want your bitch, they want your life, they want your clothes, they want everything. And they'll do whatever to get it. And then you just you. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, son.
Yes,
like,
yes.
And then, thank God. Like, and then I would say, thank God, like, I got my mom and my dad and shit, which is definitely true. I'm not paying no bills. You know what I mean?
God, yes.
So my mom's allowing me to live, you know,
free, baby.
Basically. And then now she's kind of like, now it's like time. Help and it's out. Like, all right, yeah, that's fine. Like, now I'm starting to be like, you know what? I got a good job. Because before I've been shitty job to shitty job to shitty job.
Yeah, then so I'm, you can't really, you don't
I
have
could,
flex.
There's nothing to fucking, how am I going to give you money? And I work this week. And nigga, the last job I had, I was getting paid $8 an hour.
Oh, what?
Yeah, nigga, it was a legal truck wash, nigga, but I had no truck. I was like, fuck it, nigga.
It's something.
So the nigga kept saying, oh, yeah, I'm gonna got you, I got you, I got you. Because I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not one of these immigrant niggas you got here. I'm an American citizen. I want my $13 an hour. That's minimum wage. What's up? 2 weeks by, oh, yeah, I got you. Stay here. Learn a little bit more. I got you, I got you, I got you, I got you. Bro, 10 hours a day. From 7 in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 days a week. That's it. Like, nah, nigga, this too much, boy. And then them niggas want you to be like, yeah, like if it's a legit spot.
Yo.
Like, fuck, so,
nigga, what about
dick.
Staples, bro? Remember Staples, bro? I was doing that shit, yeah. Nigga, I was there 6 in the morning. No, 5:30. And I was a truck driver. And I was just getting...
I remember when he was doing that.
Just $100 a day.
That's what I was making 85.
Look at that, nigga. And then we on some like, nigga, this is not even...
It's not even... What the
fuck place is not even sanitary. And you niggas want me to be super, but I was like, but you know, I got something out of it. Not saying that.
Oh, definitely.
Because
that's definite.
You, only reason, well, I, depending, like you could tell me after if it compares. But I learned the sense of independence as far as, you know, when you're working and the trust is on you. I feel like I was always a little bit insecure with having so much responsibility. Though we grew up with a lot of responsibility, so I already knew that. Like it's like a like. When I look this way, it's like, okay, I know what the fuck I got to take care of as far as where, you know, the business and music and, like, I know what to deal with that. But then it's like, when I'm here, it's like, nigga, you got a whole truck. Mm-hmm. You can have an accident.
A whole life.
Yeah, you could
like
smoke. But do you want to smoke that much? You know, like, all of those things.
Get high? Want the rest of this
liquor? You don't want it?
Mm. We're going to drink more, and I don't know if I'm going to get dark liquor, so.
Okay.
But, you see what you're saying?
So, you know, my boss gave me the truck, and then it was just like, it went from, you know, you always having a helper. Like, you working with me, I'm not going to feel the fear of, like, being alone. But then it was just like, Rudy, this person didn't come, so you're going to have to take this route. So that means I'm out alone, GPS.
It was fun the first time, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and then after that, it became tedious.
It became tedious.
I know you got into, an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Nigga, I got into an accident. No, but nigga, I got hired. Look, I did one delivery doing somebody else's route. That's how I got hired in this place.
The spot they were
Yeah, when they had the chocolate. I remember, like if you was probably still chilling, like, when I do the chocolate
when you
pretzels.
Did, I remember that.
Pretzels. I got hired because I delivered the box and I bought the box upstairs for the guy.
Yeah.
For his brother. His brother was there alone fixing some shit.
Mm. And the nigga remembered you?
And then he was like, oh, is this Rudy? He was like, yeah, you came and did a delivery, so we want to interview you. So that's how I got. I was like, all right, boss, I'm getting out of here. So I quit that place because we didn't get the Jewish holidays.
Wait, you had to work?
No, I didn't work, but I didn't get no pay.
Oh, fuck.
Mind you, I already had the keys. That's in such a small time, bro, in like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I was already, when the boss came in to pay everybody, like checks wise, he'll bring the checks. I was the one behind him with a notepad what he needed to do versus the supervisor and the manager that's there because he was tired of their shit.
Yeah, definitely.
So once I developed that and then I quit because of the holidays, went back to Staples, and then on a Sunday, a random Sunday, he needed help. He didn't have no helpers. When they called me in, he was like, Rudy, I got a position for you. His son didn't want to deal with the business.
Yeah.
That's why I'm running the whole thing.
Yeah.
He talks to me through a cell phone.
Yeah. So that's if I need
right
a job,
now,
I'm going to you.
Temporarily, yeah, bro. Like if you have a like tomorrow, let's just say if you was off tomorrow, you can come in.
Oh, that's hot.
You get $10 an hour though.
I mean, it's not good,
and,
but
yeah, but you know, like he'll I always try to put the people that I work with and I mean that I know, but I can't put that many people. I try to put Sunshine, you remember Sunshine, right? My sister, the
chubby chick. Definitely.
I put her man in there.
Damn, how is she?
She's good, nigga. She's pregnant. I'm about to be an uncle, for real.
Oh, fuck.
But, all the same, back to independence. Basically, it was more like this nigga was basically, he know I got the business.
Yeah.
And he was just like, look, if you want to learn, like, you could just work here. This is your salary. This is the pay. You get, I just like, yeah, but the reason why I left last time was that he was like, don't worry, we got you for holidays.
You see, that's what I fucking hate about places. It's like, yo, if you knew that you could have me for shit like this, do it in the fucking first place, bro.
And this, no, but that's the thing. That's like, that's exactly what it relates to what you said. Everybody's out to get you.
Everybody,
so
yeah.
Since like I'm like now I've become a man, like where you're the manager.
Yeah.
I need to know what I'm gonna get out of this. So I'm looking at you like this.
Yeah.
You know, compared to when we was a kid, I think you could relate to when it was just like, oh, that's how much you giving me? Okay, fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I'll take what I can get. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But it was more or less like, nah, bro, you taking me out of another job now. So I need to know that I'm fully covered. Bro, I got good enough benefits, bro. My phone is taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't gotta touch.
Yeah,
I switched.
They pay for your shit.
I switched from, because my phone has to do with
the business. So you gotta have your shit all day, every day. So they, oh, that's fire.
So he's like, oh, okay. He was like, oh, this is your raise. Last year, I just made a year. July 7th, I made a year.
Nice.
So you get me? Like, I'm there alone now. It became from, okay, Rudy, tomorrow you need to do this. Now, like, the transition was like, good morning, Mr. Rudy, how are you? What are your plans for today?
I like that. That's hot, son.
Nigga, I even had the privilege, and this is all privilege. You know, niggas came from shit. So
yeah, of course.
He's like, oh, one of the guys that was working with you, because we do containers, like, you know, the containers that.
Okay. Oh, now you gotta rip. Okay.
Top,
like, the big ass pallets.
No pallets.
What the fuck does it come?
Boxes is like from the bottom of the
just
truck.
Just Saran wrap?
No, just bottom from the one in, like, in the, these niggas put, like, we're in Spain, they put the boxes one by one in the whole container.
Oh,
so
fuck.
He's so, like, yo, he tells me, like, yo, find friends, see who wants to help. So last time, which was basically like 2 weeks ago, the nigga was like, you're gonna have one of the guys only. Go by such and such street, you got to pick up a Mexican worker. Who would have thought in a million years I would be in that position? He was like, I trust that, you know, you're aware, you're smart. Just, you know, size them up in a sense, like, look them how they are, and then, you know, take the best one. I took the wrong one, only because he was the only dude that would take the pay.
And what he did, he stole something?
No, I was watching him because he was saying, like, oh, the job before, like, this is the, you know, the experience.
Yeah.
Like, the guy before, I mean, the day before, he got picked up for another job. He was like, it was too hot, so he was acting lazy in a sense.
Yeah.
So the guy, the Jewish guy, got mad and then basically didn't even give him the money. I was like, nigga, if I was working, I would at least got what I worked for.
Yeah, facts. Wow.
So then.
Hello.
What was that? Hey.
No, I didn't notice how much that shit wrapped around the fucking crib.
I heard, wow, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard the shit from up there. So I picked him up and I was like, obviously having to work. I was, nigga, by 2 o'clock from 9, 10 o'clock, he was already like done. I was like, look, if you want, I could take care of you. You could go home. I'll finish the rest. Oh. Because I was already doing all of their jobs. I was already, nigga, my job.
Oh, like all the higher ups got?
No. Like, let's say. Your job is to fill the pallet. I take the pallet down, I wrap it, give you another one. I take the pallet to where it has to go. If I gotta move other shit, I do it.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was doing that, plus getting back in the truck and helping them move faster.
That's crazy.
So, oh, nigga, I'm like...
Yeah, sweating, blood.
Like, so, that's why I already got fed up. I'm like, all right, yo, bro, you good? Like, you could go, do your thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So... I was gonna say, and from that it became also, call my son. He said, call my son. He's not too far from you. We gotta change this phone number thing because I don't wanna get all these calls. Now I get calls from all over the world.
And you gotta.
That has to do with the business. So whoever calls my phone,
you gotta pick up.
In a sense.
Also, when I fucking called you for my girl's phone, you fucking missed like 3 calls.
Because it's the weekend, and I'm like, I don't know who you are, bitch. I'm off the clock. I'm off the fucking clock.
And nigga's like, we from Beijing.
No. I was sleeping actually. But nah, I would have done that though. If it's the weekend and there's a number that I don't know,
you would have been like, hello,
bro. If it's Friday and it's 7 o'clock.
All right, so wait. How do you answer your phones though?
Good afternoon, good morning. Is this Mimi Sweets?
Oh, I think
and
Mr. Jesu.
And then that's you. Yeah. Nah.
So do you got an office? Wait, like a name on a plaque?
Not yet. No, it's not. It's
but
not.
You got an office space?
I got my own desk. I got my own desk.
Yo, that's sexy, son. You hear this shit? All right, so this is great experience for you. He's basically running the operation that way he works.
That's nice.
Which is great.
By myself. By myself, basically. I just get raises and bonuses.
Yo.
This is the first job I've ever fucking...
But it's also the first experience that you have running an actual business.
That's exactly why I got hired.
Which is crazy.
Because I was showing him the collections. Like, I'm like, yeah, you know, like,
Oh, like what you do?
Yeah, because me and him have conversations. Like, we don't work Monday through Friday together, but on Sunday, yeah, like this Sunday, he's coming up. So we'll have little conversation. We'll talk about chicks. We'll talk about, whatever, you know, whatever I'm involved. Nigga, nigga, me and him, he helped me get my home studio.
Oh, what?
He helped me.
What do you mean? Like, he put up bread for it?
Yeah, me and him put this and that, and then he was like, just take care of it while you work. And I was like,
are you fucking kidding me,
bro? Nigga, so I like, I imagine with a Jewish boss, like, I get to show him my performance videos.
That's so funny.
And he's just like, yo, that's amazing. So like at work, he'll be like, he'll look through the camera, he'll be like, yo, stop smoking so much, you know you gotta sing. He calls it singing.
You gotta sing,
man. You know, it's weird because it's rap. Like, my nigga, I'm spitting shit.
I'm rapping, nigga.
But
it's not the weekend.
Even though I wish.
Yeah, right?
Wish
it. I don't fucking try.
Yo, that's
funny, though. That's dope. I think that's so fucking dope.
Such a blessing.
Because, nigga, you honestly get to be what you want to be. You know what I mean? In a sense.
In a sense. But that's what I was resorting to you, like, when you were saying, like,
so you get those mystery words. What do you want to do today?
Yeah.
God, son.
Yeah.
What do I want to do today? You know what? Everybody go home.
I'm there mostly alone, my nigga. So yeah.
Wait, but how many fucking people?
Nobody. Only when we have a large order. Right now,
so you're basically the boss of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So you the boss, nobody around? Only when you have like Mexican niggas?
When I hire my friends. So there was a few people I hired that didn't like my command.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And it was just like,
and what they were trying to say,
because they don't know that they're literally being watched on camera.
Yeah.
So the same thing I'm telling you is because my boss just sent me a message like, yo, tell this guy to do this. Like, why he's doing sitting down, stand up, let him work. And I'm just like, okay. So I'm telling you in the best way possible.
What are you doing sitting down, yo? Oh, you don't tell him straight up? Like,
I don't tell him, like, nigga, if it's just like, if I hire you, I'm not going to fucking come here like, yo, what you doing, my nigga? No.
Oh, you hire like your boys, though.
Yeah, like a few times. Like, there was times, I hired off people where, you know, if I turn my back, they're laughing and giggling and they're sitting down. And I'm like, yo, what you doing? Like, we got to keep going. Like, don't stop. But as far as, like, if I'm doing something else and then you're doing one thing,
yeah,
I'm going to come back and tell you, like, yo. Like, for example, Friday, my boy Brandon. Brandon, he basically had to start slicing bags a certain type of way. My boss was looking through the camera while I was taking care of an order. And he was like, yo, Rudy, you already know the fastest way to do this thing. So to go over there and tell him. He was like, oh, why he's doing it like this? That's gonna take mad time.
Yeah.
Because remember, he's already mathematically with labor and cost. So if I'm giving Kelly a deal on a pallet, if I'm giving Kelly a deal on a pallet of goods, right? Mm-hmm. Me and you working, your productivity, if you take too long, is gonna over cost the price we gave her.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Does that make sense?
No, of course. Because you're not going to overpay people to do labor for the product.
When you're giving it somebody for a discount. You're thinking like, okay, it could be done by here. This is the price.
And that's why Donald Trump is kind of...
Nigga, Donald Trump lied about the Forbes, bro. Did you know? No. Did you know that? Did you know that? He wasn't even supposed to be... Look, listen. He was already broke when he was on the Forbes back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So him being broke on the Forbes, somehow, some way, he finagled his way to get on Forbes. What Forbes does is establishes you as a value.
Okay.
A value of 10s, 20s, 30s, millions. Yeah. It already gives you the value.
It's like the bank giving you credit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically how he continued to make these businesses was because niggas...
Oh, for his credit.
Invested in... Yes. Niggas invested in him. He didn't have to say he had any money.
Yeah, because it's, oh shit, Forbes, let's say you worth this.
It's like, oh, we know.
You got the money to
it. It's like, oh, Donald Trump wants to have a meeting. Like, oh shit, I just read the Forbes list.
Yeah.
Yo, I need $30 million for this project.
That's fine.
Sure.
You're fucking Donald Trump. You're worth $4 million. You could pay this $30 million like nothing.
So that's where it goes with him not paying workers, with him not giving unions.
Can't lie.
He's nigga, I can't front. And that's... you're talking like Kanye. We'll be considered crazy saying this shit.
I would. And you know what's funny? I think I am. Because I hate that nigga.
I think he should get assassinated.
He's a smart little demon. And the only reason I'm saying he's kind of right is because... Not that he's kind of right, because he shouldn't be destroying these people's lives the way he is.
Yeah, he doesn't
but
understand
there's that. A lot of people that shouldn't be here. Honestly. They just shouldn't be here.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that just shouldn't be here.
Listen. He...
That's what corrupts the system.
Look, I feel like his life, he is whoever he is as far as personality. We know he's a nut. We know he not lies and everything. We're not talking about that. We're talking about his strategies. His strategies, he doesn't, I don't think he understands as president that your chess moves are people's lives. You get what I'm saying in metaphors?
No, of course.
He doesn't understand, like, I moved this rook, nigga, this is like 2,000 people dies. He sees
everything as a business. Yeah, like, you dives. Know what? He's used to that. Bro, in a business. That's yo, we're gonna shut this department down. All those people just lost their job.
Yes.
You don't give a fuck.
Yes. And you know what's crazy? Ralph Lauren is the same way. And we don't know it because he's not on the scale of like a Trump.
Oh.
For example, Ralph Lauren, he downsizes, upsizes. Nigga, there's positions that basically me and you are working, right? Yeah. You have a higher rank than me. They'll fire me and give you both positions, not give you any more money. So when they, that's what I'm trying to say. Like you said, and this is a perfect topic, everyone is out to get you.
Yeah. That's, it's just crazy, right? When you fucking notice it, you're like, oh, is this shit still recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you're like, what the fuck? Like, wherever you go. And when I mean like everybody's out to get you, it's not like just the bad people.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's the people like, hi, how are you? Legitimate
fucking, yeah. Here's my briefcase. And I have a tie. Like, yeah, nigga, they're out to fuck you too.
That's why I converse with my boss. That's why I like have those conversations. Like, I'll ask him random shit, and I'll like, for the simple fact, I want to make sure we're here. If I got to keep it a buck with you, you giving me the keys to your baby right now, to take care of your baby. Then that's, I feel like though. I want to feel like I could give you my key to take care of mine. Like, I don't want to feel like
you're basically filling the position his son doesn't want to fill. Correct.
And his son was running me at one point.
But he's left the business?
He's left completely.
He was working the same way as you?
He was working something else, yeah. And he reminded me, he said this before. He was like, you know, I don't want to mention it or whatever. And I was like, okay, I understand. And then, you know, he has other aspirations.
He's older? He's an older dude?
No, he's younger than me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Young niggas, man. Lucky.
And my boss has another job. So while he's doing his other main job, I'm running this.
Which is dope. It's dope. And as long as you keep, if, bro, that's just crazy. Because what are you selling in, what exactly is the
candy, bro? We're the main.
It's only fucking like, only what, chocolate pretzels?
No more chocolate pretzels. He sold that part of the business.
So he sells whatever other fucking candy he
gummies.
Got?
Now we do gummies and licorice.
Because you're already in the business of packaging and shipping and handling and everything in between, bro.
Nigga, I worked at Ralph doing the shipping.
Wait, but what is it? Like, can you do anything?
Like what?
Like, can you create a project?
No, he has buyers. Like, it's a small business, but it's already established where he has buyers and he works at home. Like, he's an animal. Like, he's an animal. Like, he goes to sleep every day 3-4 in the morning. And he'll take candies from the job and go home and build something and then tell me to recreate the idea. Or if he gets an idea, he's like, Rudy, I need you to do this one thing for me. Take this, because we'll have like different plastics or whatever. If we have it and he knows, which I like, yo, bro, this guy is fucking alien, dogs. Like, nigga, he's not.
He knows about shit that you haven't seen in months.
And I'm in the fucking and I'm in the fucking place. He's calling me from the city, like, yo, Rudy, could you go in this room, go to get this, go to get that, go to get that.
Nigga, he got the cameras.
Wait,
on his
what's
phone,
his
bro.
Brand?
It's Mimi Sweets.
Mimi Sweets.
It's so kosher.
He built the whole it's kosher thing and, off of a fucking candy brand.
He started, yeah, just, nigga. They started with the pretzels in a garage on some Steve Jobs.
You're lying.
And I learned that from his son. Nigga, I was like.
So him and his dad started a fucking.
Not him and his dad. Him and his dad and his brother.
Him, his dad, and his brother.
No,
the dad's brother. The dad and the.
Brother. Oh, him and his uncle.
Yeah. So they started it, but when the son was coming in, like he just came back from college, like somewhere else. So when he came into the business, he was like looking, you know, like coming in, just doing shit for no reason, like. Just walking around looking at helping out with tools because he's good. He's very mechanic wise.
Oh, right.
And we had the chocolate machines that, you know, the drizzle.
Oh, so
that
he's would very get, like mechanical.
Yeah, he's very hands on. Right. Like, he came and reorganized our whole tool section. Holes, put all he put them in size order, the wrenches. I'm like, oh, this is dope.
All right.
So he's very much like that. But then I guess further down the road, he was like, I don't want to do this. So I guess I came in at perfect time because the brother that hired me the first time or got me the interview,
yeah,
told him, why you don't call Rudy again? After a year or two.
Yeah. That's dope.
And that's when that offer came.
First thing, that's the main thing that should come off of this shit is first impressions. Matter, son. You make that impression on somebody, and they just stick with you. You never know what comes for you. What comes to you?
I was already in, that's you already crazy. On Staples mode 24, like, this is what I gotta do to pay the bills. Like, I'm not even mad no more. I'm gonna just do it the best way. And then it's just like,
get it over with. Do what I gotta do every day and just go home.
And then going back to my Staples boss, like, so I'm leaving again. Remember, I left in Maryland working with Staples.
That's funny.
I moved back.
And then you got the same spot?
Yeah.
And niggas is like,
bro, how you think I moved out of Maryland so fast.
Three times.
Boy, because I had bread in Staples. Remember, my name was still there. Yeah. So whenever I needed a truck, nigga, whenever this nigga would, like, the first time he spazzed out,
yeah,
I'm like, before I started about, I was starting to spazz.
Yeah.
I just got out the car and walked home. Yeah. Packed all my shit. Like, you know, I just like, I could just do this.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fight with you.
Yeah.
So, boss, could you have the truck there, like, ready? Yeah, sure. Right, I'm pay for the ticket right now. Send me $200. Or send me this, and I'm going to pay for the ticket. I always had bread there, so, nigga, it was just like, you crazy?
Mom. That's hot. That's what's up. Always got to have your shit covered. Because, like I said, everybody's
God,
trying to
God, me. Nigga, because you... Let's be funny. I can be smart. We can be smart. But who the fuck really think about... I just noticed, like, you know what I'm saying?
Ding.
Yo.
Nigga, yeah, it's instinctual almost, too. It's like, you didn't really think about it.
I'm not really permanently here.
Look at the inside of the flower with the flag.
That's what happens when you evolve. Where'd you take that at?
Right here.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's dope.
But you see the highlights in it?
Are you serious? That's crazy. What the fuck?
And then look how orange it looks.
Well, you just took that now?
Flash, yeah, when you put the
that's
flash.
That's fire.
What the fuck?
That's how it looks, like, close up.
So weird. It looks like makeup.
It looks like
makeup.
Yeah, it looks like the highlight. That's why I like it.
It looks like a painting, honestly.
That's kind of crazy. That's the iPhone magic, nigga. I swear to God, that shit comes with an
automatic
filter.
Yo, look, I took a picture of a little bud. That shit came home
man-made. Yeah, but she put a filter on.
Alright, but still, looks good.
Wow, that's fire.
Yeah, what are you going here? Nigga, I saved that bud. Yeah. Nigga, I was like, fuck, nigga. I probably broke it up by accident.
Probably dirty bozo.
No,
I didn't touch
any of it's right things. Here. No. Wait, hold on, bro. I got you right now. Yeah, it's this one.
Yes.
Look, you got all that black hair. I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. You said perf, right?
It's definitely like, it's definitely like, indica.
I don't know.
It's definitely an indica.
It's like, it's good. It's not like
it's more body. More body.
Probably.
We just all look mad relaxed.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking love weed.
But yo, I really think we should definitely like build on this.
This is what it has to be.
Cause it was mad funny. Like I've been thinking about it constantly, bro. Like I'm like, yo, it's so fucking crazy. You're the only person I know that listens to podcasts. The only person I know. And I've
so
watched
weird,
them.
Right?
I watched them at work. And then we just having a random conversation. She's like, Nick, I got a whole app.
like nigga,
this is my
too.
Favorite. This is my favorite.
Like, I got one like, that yo, you can make, nigga.
Facts.
I was like, what?
It's like.
Like, nigga, how connected are we all the time? And every time we link, it's like, yo, we just got into the same shit in different situations.
That's a fact.
It's so weird. And I think our destinies are still intertwined.
Of course, and I was just thinking about it walking over here because
I think we just
I guess you know the first time we chilled. No, that's what I'm saying. The first time we chilled, I know I like it sounded negative because the energy, but I had to get that off.
No, yeah, of course.
I had to get that off.
I
feel
because nice.
we and we feeling nice, but that's what I'm saying. But it was still on my. I was feeling nice, and I was feeling look. But I'm saying as far as like for me to like that was my wall.
Yeah.
If we could make sense out of it.
Of course, nigga.
That was my wall that I built with my distance, with my time away because the situation. Yeah. But as I was thinking about it today, it was a chess piece. It's a chess piece in the sense we were talking with Donald Trump. Like, the chess pieces that you the game that you're playing and the game that I'm playing, it caused
a shift.
And then when you made your next move, which is you right now.
Yeah.
like what we're talking about. That's your move. You're
keep
like
making move. We keep it on the path. We're still making move.
Everybody's just
the
like,
game's not won.
That's right.
Nor have we been defeated.
Yes.
But we still on track. I don't know. I just think that we thought life was too fucking simple when we were younger.
I agree.
We just thought shit was black and white. Like, we do this, this is going
to
happen.
And even when we were smart enough to know what we were saying, we didn't know what's the...
Action-wise, we were just like, no, naive, nigga.
Yes.
Like, we're kids, nigga. Yes. Like, every kid is naive. Like, yeah, I know this is going to happen, but I don't think it's going to.
So I'm just going to try it
anyway. Oh, fuck, it happened before. I think this time will be different.
Nigga, in my mind, what you're saying is exactly what I did with Mariah. Like, I believe.
Well, honestly.
8 years later.
Nigga, eight years
later. Niggas moved from Maryland and back talking about, I'm going to start a new life. Jada.
Yo.
Jada.
I don't know, son. That bitch is crazy, yo. Oh, man. She hangs out over here from time to time. You know that, right?
Yeah, I see her around, and I
stop. No, I'm saying like she hangs out here in this house.
No, that's I'm fine with that.
No,
just,
yeah, I know it's because it's not an hour.
Just let me know when she's here.
Of course, those awkward moments are never gonna happen unless you want them to.
Mm-mm.
But
I'm not even like I saw her a few times, bro.
No, I just laugh.
And I'm not physically attracted to her, like that's even the smallest sense.
Even kind of like sense. Disgusted now.
I'm really kind of disgusted. And that's not even in the war essence that, you know, we could bring back to me trying to block shit out. It's just like, I saw her and I had no emotion toward it. Like, I'm like, I saw how you moved.
What's up?
And I just, I told her in Liberty.
But you never thought you could probably, like, as cut it. Like, you don't have to feel good about her or think she's popping or whatever. You could just be like, all right, she's there.
No, and cordial. I can be. Yeah, but when I bumped into her. And I told, like, I was like, nigga, I was buying something in Liberty, nigga. I turned around, she was right there, nigga.
You told me that?
Right? So I was about to walk out, but I turned around and I came back. And I was just like, yo, you know, like, whatever the fuck happened. She was more like not responding type of shit, but she listened. So I was just like, yo, I don't want to have this type of emotion, like.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just hoping, like, you know, when I see you, you could just, hey, or not, and whatever. So after that moment,
like,
after that moment, I saw her, nigga. I saw her leaving your crib last night, on Warfield, like on a block we used to walk.
Did she see you see her?
Yeah, nigga. She was FaceTiming whoever she was FaceTiming. She was trying to show the person the FaceTime, but I was in my, I was like cooped up in my phone.
Yeah.
So when I noticed it, it was more like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But as far as physical attraction, like,
all right. But I'm saying a step further than that. Like, let's say she comes, she's hanging out with Kelly. It's a big event in the house. I want to have my people over. She wants to have her people over. Can that type of situation?
Yeah. Happen? Yeah. I mean,
without any fucking, because
I mean, know, it's gonna be a little awkward. Like,
of course
as far
it is, but
like,
I'm
if
saying,
she
like,
if she's sitting right there, right? And nobody is not talking, may seem awkward.
That's not going
to
happen, though, because this would happen.
No, you get what I'm
saying.
I tend
to be with my people.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the present, like, if it's going to feel awkward if there's moments like that. But
there is going to be.
If we're in motion, we try and we're moving.
What does that honestly say, though?
What would what honestly say?
Like, think about it.
Elaborate.
If it's awkward, if it's anything.
For me, it's anything
you know
I love
than,
awkward moments.
Wait, but if it's anything. Because this is how you should feel.
I'm
honestly
an awkward person.
You should feel like she. You, who the fuck is this? Who?
Yes, that's
right?
How. That's how I'm.
Okay,
feel.
But no,
but not
you don't.
not with an arrogance. Not with an arrogance. More or less like.
No, exactly. But
like it's
like,
not gonna move me.
No, but this is what I'm saying. It's not. Because if it's anything other than this, a stranger across from me, and you're just doing you, you're just, she's not even here, and if she communicates, she's like, oh shit, like you know, like she's a stranger, type shit. Like you just met her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If it's anything other than that, then what is it?
Like what?
What do you mean?
Like if I start talking to her?
No,
again?
But I'm saying there's gotta be something.
You gotta say the words.
There's gotta be something.
Oh,
there.
Like if it happens again?
No, if it's all right, what I'm trying to say.
What's the
is,
any other
if it's awkward or if it's bad, if it's bad, obviously it's bad.
Yes.
But if it's good and if it's awkward, like what is What does it being awkward mean? Does it mean that there's still feelings there?
Oh. No, I think for me, when I said it was going to be awkward, it's the memories.
Or this is what I'm saying. For you, you guys, to be having awkward
moments.
That's
like you freaking hanging out with your ex. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but does that mean...
It doesn't mean anything. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, like you...
But why?
Because you stuck
your... Why? Because it's like...
You know what? I got this thing now,
it's
right?
A thought. It's
great.
It's
I'm happy that I'm recording this shit now because I got this thing now, right? It's kind of like my
the
theory
red
on
string?
Life. No, I don't know if it's...
Wait, the red wait, string on. Is that everybody...
I'm saying I got this theory. No.
Okay.
I got this theory... That's not a theory, but more of just like we're all living the human. No, it's, we're all living a human experience. We're just beings on this planet.
Just like ants are living their own.
They're just living an experience.
Okay.
It's all an experience. So what does anything really matter? Like, if you obviously it's emotion and shit. Like it's deeper than that, right? But why don't we have that switch? There's gotta be a reason. There's gotta be something behind that.
That's just like when before when I was telling him.
It's just negative energy for you.
Nah, it's not gonna be negative because I forgave.
No,
I never
that's
knew.
True.
I never knew what forgiveness is, and I'm telling you, you guys probably saw me, like before
and
the
that's
summer.
Something really hard to do.
I never knew how to do it. It was just like I was telling you. It's things that we said. Oh, I'm a boss. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna make this shit happen. But when you're living it and going through it,
yeah.
Making the sacrifices, I would be. It's not more or less. That's why I feel like we're having actual conversation. We was moving so fast, like the things that we were learning, we were saying, and it wasn't something like your body was able to absorb
it. Exactly.
So when we speaking in that essence, it's more or less like when you're talking about what I said last week when I a few days ago when I saw I bumped into a girl like from back in the day. When I bumped into you, that's when I first time saw Mariah since that whole shit and the affair.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. She was like, yo, where the fuck is Kelly? I was like, oh, shit. This nigga turned around. He started cracking up. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, what up, boy?
So.
Let's go this way.
It's things like that. So yeah, in relation that I'm saying, it confirms that. It confirms that. Because it's for some simple reason, you know, you're supposed to be at this block. You're supposed to be maybe reminded of this. And maybe I think the things that we're reminded as, like when we go through these things, is just where we've grown from. The things that you would react to.
It's me. Take out the soda, please. Well, you walk right down on top of the umbrella.
And now we're going for a commercial.
Hello.
Huh? Hey, what's up, Jose?
Nothing yet?
Huh?
Nothing yet?
No. I don't know. Yo, what's up?
Yo.
You found the place to watch the fight?
Nope.
We're gonna look for one. Oh! My brother-in-law told me about some spot in Grand Street. We got the car.
I have the car.
Well, I know you probably got the car too, but you can just come with us.
Because
I know you want to drink.
Yeah, what time you guys
drink? Whenever. We probably get a pregame. What time is it? It's already 9. So
it's
9,
so like 10, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me know, man. Shoot me a text. I'm right here.
All right, I got you.
This conversation is elite.
My finish is crazy. But you see, I'm not like, oh, my God. Look at that.
Doing your thing, though.
Not even. The craziest part is that I lost 20 pounds and I'm not doing nothing. But except for eating less.
You're moving.
And moving and all
one
that
thing,
shit.
One thing that my bro is doing, he said he stopped eating at night.
That's the best thing. If you stop eating, they say you're not supposed to eat like. Because
my bro was bigger when I knew him during high school. Brandon, that's the nigga that you saw. Like he was way bigger in high school. And
was he? I don't remember that. I always.
Yeah, he. Like yeah, that. But that's how I look at you.
Oh yeah.
That's how I look at you. You know, like I don't.
You don't see it.
I notice
it's
it.
Like it's there, but it's not.
But it's there. But it's there. It's you. It's not like that's the first thing I'm gonna notice.
That's
like I'm be more happy to see you versus.
I feel when that's why I don't want to be around certain people because they don't feel that. It's kind of like, well, who the fuck is this?
And part and part reasons is a part of that why I don't want to be around certain people. It's just like conversations like this can't happen.
Okay, so maybe that kind of leads into like why you wouldn't want to be around or why that awkward moment would happen with Mariah is because like. know what that energy is going to be like. So it's kind of like, I just don't want to be around that scenario that makes you make that. I think it's all just that one, those feelings.
Because I'm already comfortable as it is. I grew up here. So it's more or less like I'm in your setting where I feel I can be free. I can get fucked up. I could throw
up. That's
what
I want.
I could come out the bathroom like no shirt. Like, yo, let's party. I could do some shit like that. And then
see, I want that.
It's like when I have a relationship or I'm not a different person, but I'm going to be more reserved because I'm with somebody else. It's not more or less like I'm acting, but it's more like I'm aware that I'm with somebody that I'm going to leave with eventually. Before, I didn't have that self-control. Yeah. So I'll be getting fucked up with you having her there, and it'll be like, you know, that's where I feel I've grown, like, and I've controlled myself. It's like, now I know to drink a certain amount. If I'm a walk home, you know, I've been able to practice that because I've been isolated, and I go out places and dolo, and I have to come back.
So when was the last time you, like, turned up? Like just said, fuck everything, and just said...
That's when I caught the case.
How long ago was that?
A year ago.
Shit, that's when I caught the case. Yo, did we catch a case around it? When did you call the case?
I think, like...
Mine was in July?
September.
It was July.
July.
Had to be July. Or August.
July,
or
August.
I think it was August.
So mine was probably, like, September, October.
Yeah, that's when my shit was finished.
And I had to
take... That was hearing.
My hearing was in September. After the case.
Nigga, just an experience I never
want to have again.
No, because, like, I guess... And it's hard, like... I was talking to my bro Muse about this, and like, it's like, nigga, I'm just like this, like normal, bro.
Yeah, like, you're
not knowing, just chilling. Not knowing me and my triggers. If I didn't, like, my triggers, like, while I'm drinking, like, that's the crazy thing. How many times we've mixed growing up and it was good? How many times it was bad? Of course.
Yeah.
But as far as us comprehending, like, you shouldn't mix or whatever at any point, really?
No, I think I get what you mean. It's definitely at a deeper level than what you're saying right now, because I get it. That we're getting drunk at those times and those situations happen, but we don't understand what makes those situations happen. It's just happened. Oh, yeah, that just happened. Fuck, dude, we're going to get twisted again. Like, but then when you get older, you're like, man, I can't chill with this person, or I can't talk to people like this, or I can't be in a room with this lighting. You know, like weird old people shit.
Yes. Because
that just happens, I think. You know what I mean? Like, not this lighting, because that's my extra, but...
Like, boy, like, after the whole thing, bro, I discovered whiskey, and I stuck drinking with whiskey. I haven't drank Hennessy in, like, a whole year.
Are you serious? I gotta get some Hennessy.
You feel me? Well, you feel me? Like, because... That was one of the mixtures that fucked it up.
Hennessy was definitely... Hennessy, yes.
I mixed Hennessy and then...
No, you know what's funny? I think we blamed Hennessy. I think we definitely blamed Hennessy. I think Hennessy was not the cause of it. I think Hennessy was just there. And,
no, but well, then maybe people we'll drink other shit. Like, we'll drink mad beer.
See, that's what we used to do, though. We were young.
That's what I mean. Saying. But that's what you said the last time that trigger shit was that time. I drank some Hennessy. And then I drank some clear liquor. So that didn't put me... I was already mad. I just had things on my mind. And then I acted on it. Mm. So I went to my mom's house. You feel me? I went there twice, too. So I'm like, nah, nigga. Like, it's being... It's
they nigga, did. You had some demons, nigga.
Yo.
You had let them out.
Nigga, and the niggas...
Tired, you got tired.
Nigga, and the niggas in the crib was like...
Lucky that... It's like, nigga... Honestly, there's people like that. Like, you could have snapped. Like, so many people actually snap. And you wonder sometimes, like, what the fuck makes people snap? Little fucking things. Over the years, like, just building. This crack. Like, you could have... What if you was twisted and you had a fucking gun? Like, say you bought a gun that week.
You know my father said the same thing?
Yeah?
But that's what...
Fucking and, true it is.
But that's why they said that... But that's why they were saying it was some other shit when it wasn't.
But you know...
You know what I'm trying to say?
Energy's still the same. So it's like... That's
no, they told the cops that's why it was a bigger situation. They said it was other drugs.
Oh, they... She's... What, your mother said that?
Yeah, nigga. That's why it was another situation. It wasn't...
So what, they had to take it to the hospital?
No, but I did have to, like, take a blood test.
When? Days after? That's funny, because usually they take you straight to the hospital.
No, because they got me the next day.
Oh, they didn't count. Oh, fuck.
I bounced as soon as, like, it was getting crazy.
So how'd they catch you? Went to your house? Oh, she told them where you fucking lived and that fucking shit? That you would have been lit. Me, nigga? I'm a dickhead. Literally got pulled up in a taxi in front of McDonald's, nigga. Because we were so drunk.
I remember.
thought she would walk straight to McDonald's. Bro, and bro, before I wipe blood out at the fucking counter off my sneaker, like, nigga, before I did mad dumb shit, did that whole shit, stomping that nigga's head in. Like, shit that when you drunk, you're like, yeah, nigga. Yo, that's, nigga, they could charge you with some shit. That was so scared, bro. So scared. Like, yo, you stomping this nigga in his head. You try to attempt to kill this nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, yo, that's why I was scared. Niggas didn't understand. Like, yo, what's, why you so nervous? Like, nigga, I don't know how this shit works, but I ain't taking chances, nigga. Like, I, nigga, especially me, because not for no dumb shit, like, for some shit like that, especially.
But that's, that, but, that, nigga, that's.
I'm saying, though, we get around the corner, and then taxi right in front of us. We literally stopped, right? Like, yo, should we just get in this cab? And me, like, that shit, let's go get some food, nigga. Twisted that day with the whole shit.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Bro, and this nigga Rob's still on the corner beefing with the nigga with the guy that called the cops. Not even the nigga, some other guy, the witness. I'm like, oh, fuck the nigga, went order food, went outside, got this nigga, like, yo, fuck this nigga. Yo, thinking nothing of it. Thinking nothing of him taking the nigga's bag, thinking nothing, like, just chilling with him. Eating. How many cops pulled up?
Like 30.
You walked outside, nigga, there was cops.
I was chunked on my fucking bacon, egg, and cheese, nigga. I was just like...
Lieutenants and DTs, nigga, like 30 cops, nigga. And the witness. I was so twisted. Them nigga must have... He was there, pointing. That nigga, that girl, this nigga. And I was just like...
Then this nigga was... I wanted to punch him in the face.
I tried to just chill. Yeah, nigga, I didn't see him.
The witness was smiling.
I noticed the nigga that we hit. He was sitting on the counter like that. Cause bro, when we left him, bro, he went like this on the floor and stretched his arms out. I was like, "Yo, we out!" Like, we was like, "Ah, oh, fuck this!" Yo, we was twisted though. Like, yo, fuck this nigga on some rowdy shit. Like, we was just done. Like, we was twisted. And then nigga, it was just a situation. Like, you know, he was trying to holler at my girl. And then when I stepped in, like, "Yo, listen, don't do shit like that." And nigga was like mocking me type shit. Like, oh. Like, thinking, like, oh, this nigga's a white boy, like, you know, fuck this little white boy. And then, honestly, I wasn't even gonna do nothing. I was just gonna say, fuck you, nigga, because I'm not like that. This nigga Rob just fucking. This nigga Rob just came. Bro, he was across the street. He was, nigga, he's all the way across the street, way behind us on his phone. And I'm way in front of him. So the Mexican niggas are coming in the middle of the street. They're not even in the sidewalk, they're in the middle of the street, drunk, twisted, whistling at my girl, because she's a little bit ahead of me. So I'm like, yo, that's my shorty. Like, don't do that. And the nigga was like mocking me, so I went and I went across the street, which my father was like, oh yeah, like that's no good, you know, they're gonna try to be like, you step to him and all sorts of shit, cause they don't know what the fuck they don't have audio, mm-hmm. They just see me stepping to these niggas, you know what I mean? So, but then again, they're gonna see my girl and then me being like, you know, they not dumb, but they might, you just never know.
But I'm glad you got out of that shit.
Yo, that shit. Thank God that the camera, yo, literally God was on my side. Just so happened that the camera that was right there was not working. Just so happened that when they went to get the camera at McDonald's, there was no camera. There was no tape. They deleted it. Just so happened that everything, evidence-wise, got erased.
Nigga, like God said. My mom sent photos, bro.
Of her? You see, this is what I'm saying. She probably got all the gas behind her. Like, your step-pop's like, yeah, fuck, like, yo, this nigga can't be doing this shit, like, and then I know how moms are. My mom was in a relationship. They ride for the nigga sometimes more than, you know what I mean? And it's crazy. It's like, word? But honestly, I'm still yet to crack that.
Yo, I'm still yet to learn how to forgive that. I tell you, as a man now.
I just don't understand it.
Like, I could forgive everything else. I forgave everything else. Like, forgave myself, of course, because it's not like I didn't have no input in those situations or any situation or, you know, whatever I fucked up on or had parts taken in.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, my mom, because I was talking to Brandon and Muse about this shit. I was telling them, like, yo, it's like people could tell you, like, yo, you got to learn how to forgive. But what is actually the feeling of the forgiveness?
Yeah, like everything is just nothing.
It's just like every time I could chalk up all the moments that I've had where I was like, "Mom, that's you."
Forgiveness, like, can be,
you know what I mean?
Forgiveness should for you, like, so you're saying you haven't forgiven her yet. You can't forgive her.
I don't know how to.
Well, you just
it's not a feeling. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more or less like, I know I...
Like, you already did it. That's nothing to change.
Yeah, like, it's like, and all the things that she's did, like, at the worstest point to the best point was always a disappointing one. It was never a fully thought one. It was never like you did it with your heart or soul. It was always something behind it. So it was like me forgiving you is just like, okay, you're this type of person.
And then that's where it ends. And that's where the forgiveness is, though. That's where it is right there, I'm telling you.
It's not as a good...
I'm saying that's where it should end for you right there. That's the person that you are. You're my mother. You gave me life. And I'm living... I'm on the path that I'm on right now here because of you. So if I'm not getting nothing else but that...
So that's what Brandon says, but it's more or less like... He's like, yo,
that's
you
just
should
what it should be.
He said you should talk to her.
Well, of course, that's your mother. I'm like, and when she's gone, she's going to be gone. You don't want to do that to yourself, though, when that time comes, because it's going to come. Nigga, right now, I'm sick because I should be calling him. He's going to be tight. Like, he's been begging me to be calling him more. And I'm just like...
How, right? Like, it's not like you don't
and
want to.
I love
to.
My
yes.
Father.
And that's
and
like,
I have no problems with him, though.
That's
you know what I mean?
I'm
like, we don't
say.
Have an animosity, but...
So, see,
but
now we're getting deeper.
Been like,
now we're getting deeper.
I feel like I've kind of been trained not to...
Yeah, it's like we're...
Not to want to like him.
We're
like,
conditioned.
Yeah, to just be like, no. Like, just, you know, be
and
like
it's
yourself.
Not even... We have those intentions when we think about it, because we love them.
Yeah.
But it's just like... A bigger force. Before it was so easy. It was so easy. Me and you have an argument today, and then 2-3 days later, we end up talking. Like, it was so easy. But now it's like when we're stuck on principle, or we're stuck on.